All right. Well, good morning, everybody, from a very cold Salt Lake City. Not snowy, but very cold. And it reminds us it's that time of year that we're getting ready for a lot of things. It's usually a very busy time for most of us. And so we got lots going on. And I think Malin, I just want to make sure my sweetie's on.
Yes.
Okay, good. She's going to talk in a minute, but I think we're just going to turn the time over to Alan to cover the 1,001 things we need to cover this morning.
Every week we say there's a lot going on, and it certainly is continuing to be the case with all of the great opportunities. And just a reminder that a great way to stay up on everything going on is to read The Voice every week. You don't have to subscribe to it. Once you're enrolled with your email address, you automatically receive it. And Rachel spends a lot of time, Keish, Malin, and I, putting that together and just making sure we've got great information in there. So if you ever have a question, well, what about this? The Voice is a great resource for you. But we've got some exciting things going on that we also did announce in The Voice, and one of them was a reminder to get the trackers turned in. In fact, I can't believe we did this, but we said, look, if you get your tracker in by midnight today, December 3rd, you get two extra points instead of just this, the normal one. In fact, we also said you can turn in previous month's trackers. It's kind of what do you call that? It's a time where you let people go back and catch up with what they missed in the past with no penalty.
Do-over.
Do-over, yeah, there you go. So get your previous month's trackers in too, and then you can be adding up those points toward the Cancun trip. We're real excited to be getting set and getting people qualified for that. Remember, the qualification period ends at the end of January, so let's have a strong December. Let's have a strong January. Let's keep the growth going. You know, it's so exciting. I just love talking to new distributors, veteran distributors, as you pop into the office and as I have opportunity. These products are making such an impact on everyone's lives, and the business is making a great impact on lifestyle and opportunities for our families. And we've got the best products, the best opportunity, the best compensation plan. We've got the best of the best of the best, and sharing it is what gives more people the opportunity to take advantage of that. And that's what we put all these incentives around is giving rewards and giving opportunity and giving reminders about the great ways to share the product and build your organization and experience the many benefits of being associated with Limitless. And of course, one of those is also to participate in our LDR program, the automatic delivery. And if you have the LDR order of 350 or more, you get our product of the month. And this month, it is the chocolate shake. Wow, that is a really cool one. People love chocolate shake. It's a great product. And so get that LDR order in with the PV, and you've got a free chocolate shake coming your way. Also a reminder of our anniversary fly-in event coming up in February, February 9th through 11th. We are really excited and getting geared up for that. It's so fun when we all get together. Our event a couple of months ago I loved it personally, and it was so fun to watch all of you enjoy being together again. And especially at an anniversary event, it's just nice to get together and renew those relationships, bring our people that have never been to an event, the people that we've just recruited and got on board over the last several weeks or couple of months before, and let them get a taste of what our events are like. So be sure you're running for the event. We've still got an amazing price of the $75 price ended yesterday. So we had the $75 last chance price, but now it's still only $99 today through the 31st. So today through the rest of this month, only $99 registration. There's a link in The Voice you can click on to get registered for that. And be sure you register by then, because once January 1 comes, the price goes up to $125. So get your tickets, get your people that have become enrolled, get them on board and registered for that great event. And a reminder, too, that our holiday catalog is completely out there. You know, we launched our holiday catalog in phases. We had the sets that came out first, the collections of product, the spa set, the charge set, the relief set. Love those. And they're already packaged and ready to go with the products and with a great gift item these are top quality gift items. These are the kind of gift items you'd want to give anyway. With the spa set, it's this cool cranial massager. With the stride set, it's a muscle roller massager. And with the charge set, it is this really cool tech set that includes a charger and a battery, so you can, you know, so your phone doesn't run out of charge while you're out and about, and some plugs, earbuds, things like that. So these are great gift items anyway, so get them as a set and give them with the product, and you make a great introduction to the product. It makes a super gift, and it's all full PV on those sets. And of course, we have now got available our Apple Spice Skinny Sticks and our Defend GS, the spray set, the towel combos. And it's so fun to watch those fly out the door and hear the excitement of having those additions in our holiday catalog, and for all of you to be able to enjoy the benefits of. So don't miss your chance to get those items in the holiday catalog. And a reminder of our sampling promotion that we have going on. You know, this is such a cool thing. You purchase a box of our sample packs. There's 30 of the samples in there. It began October 1st, and it goes right through the fly-in. And so you purchase that, whether you purchase it as part of your enrollment kit, if you're a new distributor, or if you're a veteran distributor and just purchase it to get some samples out there. The cost of that is exactly the cost of the product. Even though we've taken the time and the materials to put those all together, those samples for you, we're not charging you any more right now on the special introductory price with that sample pack. So first thing you do is you get your pack. Step two is you sample 30 people and get those samples into Max. And so that you're sampling them the right way. You're committing them to use the product. And since you're using Max, they're getting reminders of how to take the product, when to take the product, and they're getting links to the great videos about the product and about Limitless. And in fact, I love the one that comes at the end of the track where Steve gives a great close to get people involved with. Anyway, so you get them in Max, and then as you've been getting your samples out, all you have to do is enroll 7 new members, whether they're distributors or customers, just a total of 7 that have at least 1,000 PV, and we're going to have that next box of samples be yours for half price. And if you enroll 7, at least 7, and they total 2,000 PV, we're going to send you that next sample box free. And that's so exciting because it's a way to really jumpstart, restart, kickstart, whatever you want to call it, your business growth. And then as you do that and get them out and just get a few of those 30 that come on board, you're going to get more than 7. But once you get 7, it's, hey, we'll send you another pack for free or at the half off, whichever level you made it at. So there's trackers for that. Be sure and submit those when you've qualified for that. And we love shipping those samples out to you. And of course, we have our Nights on Broadway promotion that is continuing. We have so much fun with brunch on Broadway for the first couple of fly-ins earlier, or the last couple of fly-ins earlier this year, that we kind of stepped it up a little bit. We said, you know, rather than doing a brunch, let's do a night on Broadway. And so all you have to do is grow your organization to qualify for this. And what it is Thursday night of the event in February, we'll be doing our Nights on Broadway for those that qualified. And it's going to be so exciting. It's been fun talking with Steve and Malin and hearing their ideas and what they're looking at getting together for that. But the qualification is you grow your organization. So we take a picture of where your organization was at the end of September, and then we're going to take another picture of where your organization is at the end of January. And if you've grown your OV by 10,000, and advanced up at least a rank, and if at least half that OV has come from new people, then you're qualified for Nights on Broadway. Now, the higher achiever option that is also out there is to grow your organization by 15,000, advance the rank with at least half that, 7,500, coming from your new people. And we're not only going to have you and a guest coming to Nights on Broadway, but we are going to let you bring your top prospect couple to the event, to the fly-in. We're going to fly them in. We're going to pay for their hotel. We're going to pay for their registration. And so you get to turn this whole February event into an amazing prospecting opportunity for your top prospects. So exciting things going on with the qualification for Nights on Broadway. You want to be sure you're running for that. It's exciting to see the business growth going on with the excitement with that. All right, let's see what else we've got going. looking at our calendar.
And Alan, I want to make sure people understand, it's not only just bringing them to the event, that's a given, but also to the Nights on Broadway event. It's both. It's the whole weekend.
Good point, yes. And they'll be at the Nights on Broadway, too. Thank you, Malin. So lots of opportunities to provide rewards and for growing the business. And a reminder that Monday we have our product update call. Great opportunity today we do it with call. We have one of Malin's webinars, and Monday we have the opportunity to have an update call in the middle of the day at noon Mountain Time. And, of course, the next day on Tuesday, you can plug into the You Even Better broadcast. And this is going to be a fun one coming up this Tuesday. It's a rebroadcast of Sebastian and why he loves Limitless. So we're looking forward to broadcasting that one coming up on Tuesday. Well, there's a lot going on, Malin. We could talk probably for the whole hour if we went into all the detail, but what else do you want to highlight?
Well, I think that's all. I'm going to do a webinar, and I'm very excited to do that. But I know Steve has a special guest for training. But, Alan, thank you. You actually went through all of that very well, and I was very attentive. So I love your enthusiasm.
Thank you. There's a lot to be enthused about.
There is. Steve.
Well, yeah, Alan, thank you so much, and thanks, everybody. I know that it's a little tedious going through all the announcements sometimes, but it's important, you know, because we always have new people on the phone every week, and we want to make sure we have it covered. But I'm glad we've got time today, because yesterday Malin and I had the opportunity to, you know, sit down and see Ken and Sandy on Friday when they came up, as usual. And so we had an opportunity to sit down with them. And, you know, I was telling Sandy, and I mean this as sincerely as I can, Sandy is one of the best trainers in the world in network marketing. We heard from Tammy getting on the phone. She's down at the GoPro event in Las Vegas, you know, that's going on with Eric Ware down there. And I was thinking, you know, Sandy would fit right in on stage with that group down there. For sure, because she knows how to get people going. And we got talking a little bit about the holidays, and here we are going into Christmas, and how great it's going to be in the new year, and all the things that we've got going on. And Sandy has got one of her special trainings this morning. I sent her a picture of my steno pad ready to take notes, because I sent it to her before the call began and said, okay, I'm ready. You fired up. I'm ready. Let's go. You know, and so with that, I'm going to just turn it over to you, Sandy, to give us some of your nuggets of inspiration on what we should be doing in the business. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you. And we had a fabulous meeting yesterday, and I came back so excited. And sometimes we just need to lock arms and ideas and eyes and hearts and move things forward. So I'm, you know, I get emotional about that, but I'm not going to get emotional. I want to. Well, you know, I love, it's no secret if you are on Facebook with me that I love the holidays. I mean, oh my gosh, I decorate the entire house from top to bottom. I have more Santa collections, trees. I mean, I just love it. I know Malin and I share that same passion. I just love the holidays. And when I think about the holidays, I love the baking. I love making goodies. I love delivering them. I hold annual carols, cookies and cider, sing-alongs at my home, which we had over 150 last year. I direct church party programs, church programs, have huge family gatherings. And it's just that busy time of year. And I have on top of that 24 grandkids that I need to shop for, with the 25th coming in May. I'm very excited about that. So how do we fit all of this in and keep our business growing? I mean, that's tough. We just spent 9 days in Pennsylvania with my oldest son, which we never see, he and his wife and their five children. And it's amazing because you see him 1 year and they're saying, hi, Grandma. The next year, it's hi, Grandma. So I was like, oh, my God, what happened? They screw up. And it's because they live so far away. And when I got back, I just felt a little overwhelmed, because you come back and you have loads of laundry to do. You've got to decorate. You've got to do all those things. So I mentioned that because that's everybody's lives. It's not just mine. So first and foremost, this business is built when you are building towards an event. Okay, it's so everything you organize from now to the end of the year is the event, okay? And the big one that you're working towards is that February birthday bash. And I know Steve mentioned yesterday that he already personally has 10 guests that are coming. So you look at that February event, you say, okay, I want to start today, December the 3rd, to make sure I'm working towards that, that I'm building towards that birthday bash. And you're building towards local events, whether you're having local Friday luncheons like we have here, or you're having meetings. I know Cindy has meetings there in California. Whatever you're doing, you've got to have local things to build for. So I'm kind of pre-framing all this. And, of course, one of my favorite things, because I think it's a first in the industry, is the Tuesday broadcast. To me, that's just a talk show for Limitless. And that there, again, is an event for Tuesday night. So that's pre-framing to understand you are always building towards that event. So look at basic guidelines for the holidays. Number one, use the holidays as an excuse to contact your customers and prospects and distributors, and promote the holiday catalog, the new products, the BOGO on Skinny Sticks, anything you can to give them an excuse, you know, hey, and you'll probably get their voicemail because it's just the way it is. And we were talking yesterday about old school. My daughter is very, very new school. She's very social media savvy, and that's awesome. But the bottom line is you've got to make those personal connections. And I mentioned here that if you're going to hand out samples, you've got to personally contact them. Talk to them, walk them through things, because if you don't, just hand them out, that's not going to happen for you. So use those holidays as an excuse to contact everybody, okay, that our customers, everybody. Just update them. People that are dead, try to resurrect them during the holidays. And when you get their voicemail, I just start singing. I go, happy holidays. I kind of just sing, and then I go, okay, Steady Burgess. Colleen, I know you're very busy, and I'll give you some dialogues and some approaches and things. But I wanted to just update you on the holiday catalog, the new Defend GS, and, of course, the BOGOs now even online, which is my favorite skinny stick. So that's just an excuse. That's number one. Number two, send out holiday cards with a message about your business. And personally write, I'm going to say that again, personally write a little thank you in the card for being involved with you, whether it's a customer, whether it's a distributor, whether it's a prospect. Say you've been working on a prospect, I want to thank you for taking a look. Okay, those personal things, that's Tom Hopkins 101, is that personal note is so important, because I do a Christmas letter and I always mention the business. But you've got to write that personal note. So send out those holiday cards. Number three, attend everything, okay? And make sure you are armed and dangerous. That means you have samples, you have business cards, you have products. I used to call this the business box in the trunk. In there you have things like variety packs of skinny sticks. You have stuff. So people on the spot, when you're talking to them or wherever you are, and we're going to talk about those celebrations that you go to. But you have things that can get the business going or can be left behind with that person, okay? But attend everything. I mean, if you have a church function, go to it and be friendly. Don't just sit down. I know we have our what's called our ward Christmas party tonight, and it's a dinner. It's easy to go in and kind of plop down at the table and not talk to anybody. No, go around. Talk to people. Be friendly. I mean, that's real, real important. Okay, number four is hold your own holiday business celebration parties and have fun, but gather and share the opportunity and utilize the Tuesday broadcast. Sometimes that's just a good night, Tuesday night, to have a holiday celebration party and surround it with that Tuesday broadcast. Oh, it's Tuesday night. Let's turn that broadcast on. I mean, it's just fun, but have fun with that. But hold your own so that you start there again. There was a book I read in the very beginning by someone who was the top of A.L. Williams, and I just love what he said, is that you gather and do meetings for two reasons, to sell the dream to new people, but to resell the dream to the existing team. And so gather your team together, bond with them, and share those things, okay? That's number four. Number five, shop with an eye for who would be great in your business. Example, I was in Nordstrom's just recently, and the sales clerk that was working with me, because they're very well trained in Nordstrom's, was so friendly. And so ask for their business card, compliment them, say, you are a great clerk and you seem to love what you do. Now, they're going to be very busy during the holiday season, but do you have a card? I'd love to touch base after the holidays and have you take a look at what I'm doing on a part-time basis. Okay, you mentioned that part-time. It's that Jim Rowan talks about my exhilarating part-time business. Okay, so you want to make sure. I love what he says at my end. Anyway, so make sure you're shopping with that eye. Don't just shop blinded. Shop with an eye of, gosh, who would be great in this business, all right? Because everybody wants a second income. At Harvard, they call that side hustle. Everybody wants something they do on the side. So make sure you have an eye and get their cards and touch base and make sure that you tell them that you want to share with them what you're take a look at what you're doing, okay? Number six, renew friendships. You got to drag out those old lists. I looked in my music cupboard here in my office, and at the bottom I have all these old lists, Boosters Club, team rosters, basketball team, because my kids were on 5 million basketball teams, high school yearbooks. Ask for the address and phone and say, and I'm updating my holiday list. And I've been doing that on Facebook. I was president of Alpha Theta Chi, which is the Lambda Delta Sigma sorority, and I was also tried out head of the music. But I have all those old rosters, and so I've been kind of going on Facebook and trying to renew those friendships. Now, I'm going to be 66 in February, so a lot of my people aren't even on Facebook. What? I mean, for some reason, they're not. But... what is wrong with these people? But I'm trying to update and trying to find people. And you can, I found some on LinkedIn. I mean, there's just ways that you can find them. But renew those friendships and just say I'm updating my holiday list, okay? Number seven, deliver holiday goodie baskets, okay? And include, this is important, guys, include two skinny sticks and your business card. And this is exactly what you say. This is for Mary Jane because she never knows how to approach people. Say, here's a little treat to say happy holidays. And I've included two of my fun product that I'm involved with called Skinny Sticks, just shake it in water. These give you a little boost in energy. They brighten your mood and help control your appetite. And I know I need them every day, but especially during the holidays. If you want more, just call me. My card's right there. I mean, it's just real, real easy, guys. And then, you know, be friendly, but deliver as many gift baskets as you can because people need to be on these products. And I know even my neighbor, who is our real estate agent, she loves the skinny sticks. Every time I go to Salt Lake, she wants me to pick up more skinny sticks for her. So, and that was just sharing with her. She was at an area, a little meeting for this river bottom area, and she was there, and I told her about skinny sticks, and she immediately has been on them, and she's been a consistent user and customer. Number eight, post flyers on Facebook and Twitter. Now, I'm posting things all day today in the group on Facebook called Living Limitless, and just copy and paste them. Okay, and utilize that so it's on your wall. They're fun. They have Santa on a scale. They're just fun, fun, fun. But go there and take those little flyers and just post them on social media, Twitter, Facebook. Okay, number nine, when you post your video clip of the fun little one with the Defend GS, okay, or even the skinny sticks or anything like that, or glycerin, whatever it is, just don't say, oh, I'd like you to be involved in my network marketing business because everybody else on Facebook is posting the same thing. No, you're going to post the video clip and you're going to just say, this is so cool, dot, dot, dot. You got to watch this, okay? Because people will watch it. They'll click on it to see what it is. And then you can follow up with them. But just post those video clips, but always say, this is so cool. You've got to watch this. Number 10, like and comment everywhere on Facebook. Okay, so you go through Facebook, and even if someone's talking about the lip thing or the 3D eyelash or whatever they're talking about, just like it and comment. That is so cool. In fact, I said the other day to my niece who was talking about some lip thing, I said, lips and hips. You need to talk to share skinny sticks. She thought that was funny. Lips and hips. Get it? Hips, skinny, lips. Anyway, so this, she thought it was very funny, and so then I made her a flyer. So she's given out 2 skinny sticks for every lip thing she sells. But just understand, be friendly. Have fun. If this business isn't fun, get out of it. You know what I mean? You got to have fun with this business. Now, this last part, I want to talk about approaches real quick. So I know Mary Jane was there yesterday, and she has a tough time approaching people and knowing what to say. So here's just a couple of approaches. Now, definitely you're going to get voicemail if you're leaving messages, but say, I know you are rushing around like me during the holidays, but wanted to touch base and share some great news with you. Call me. That's all you say. Don't give a meeting over the phone. Just leave that message. Here's another approach. I'd love for you to take a look at what I'm doing. I'm having fun, and I know with your background you love this. Call me. Leave that message. Next approach. I see that you're involved. This is if you're on Facebook. Yeah, I see that you're involved with XYZ because everybody's involved, whether it's a candle or whatever. I see that you're involved with XYZ, especially here in Utah, right? Anyway, XYZ. Are you open to looking at something I'm very excited about? Okay? And guys, I have people that are top money earners in other companies that are still on our products. And that's okay. All right? So understand that if you reach out to someone and you see that they've got all over their Facebook a coffee diet or whatever they've got, just say, I see that you're involved in XYZ. Are you open to looking at something I'm very excited about? And I had a doctor in Florida that's got all over his Facebook, another company, okay? But he had worked with me in a previous company. And so, and I know he's a doctor, and I really respect him. And I just messaged him, and I kept messaging him. And he finally said, Sandy, stop. I'm liking what I'm doing, blah, 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 blah. But then the last thing I said, I sent a picture of someone's before and after. I think it was Dr. Erica, of her after with all the muscles and stuff. And I said, but I bet yours doesn't do this. Anyway, so and after, the stop, that didn't bother me. Nothing bothers me because that's, go for now. But then the next morning I got a text from him and he said, okay, send me the science behind, the Thrive Exchange. So don't ever underestimate what we've got. And don't ever take no for meaning no. They just need to, as Liz Perkins says, they just need to know, K-N-O-W. And open the gates of communication and start talking. We talked about this yesterday, Steve and I, that, as much as savviness as my daughter's been with social media, the old school has to be involved there. And old school is you got to pick up the phone. You got to make that contact. You've got to be friendly. You got to smile. You got to work in the nooks and crannies of your days during the holidays. I think one time my husband was talking to one of our distributors in a former company that was in North Carolina, and she was frustrated because she was so busy. But sitting at her desk and doing the business was not always an option for her because she was out and about so much. And he says, your cell phone is your business. Use it. When you're walking from the car to the store, make a call. Touch base. So utilize those nooks and crannies of your day, which I'm going to have to. It's just part of what we have to do when we're busy. Over-invite. Talk to more people. I love what a friend of mine, God rest his soul, Bob Middleton said to me, you got to talk to more people, Sandy. If the people you're working with aren't doing anything, get more people. You got to talk to more people. You got to start your day every day with who can I share limitless with today? Who can I give this gift? It's the season of giving. And the best gift in the world is what I gave my brother. I'm getting emotional, but I gave him his life back. So give the gift of health and work on yourself every day. Stay happy, stay productive, stay moving forward because, things can get you down. And we talked about the last time I was on about your winters. And sometimes you have a lot of winter. But you know, as Jim Rohn says, you always have spring. You know that it's coming right after winter. So this is your time to create a spring. One new person will ignite your commitment. It will give you, it gets you back in the game. It keeps you in the game. Just one new excited person. Change your paradigm. As Stephen Covey in Seven Habits said, has a paradigm shift. You will have it as soon as you get one new person. Okay, so that's my message for today.
All right.
Awesome.
I know. I'm exhilarated, Malin, with our exhilarating part-time or full-time business.
Yeah. And I love, you know, Sandy, where it's, you know, the principles, the old school principles always stay the same. The practices may look a little bit different, but the principles are always, always there. Steve, I'm sure you wrote yours on your steno pad. I've been typing mine up into Evernote. So there you go.
It is so true, you know. It's all, you know, and Sandy and Ken and I were talking about this yesterday. Malin, you probably remember when we were discussing this, you know, it's all about relationships. And, you know, people love excited people. So, you know, old school is true. You know, you got to have a relationship there. And so that's really, really cool. I'm standing here at my window, you know, looking down, and I'm watching all the tracks trains taking people everywhere in this very busy world we're in. And I, you know, I couldn't help. I paused for a second. I thought, where are all these people going? What have they got going on? I mean, there's tons of people already out there shopping, doing things, you know. And I was thinking, you know, what train are we on? We're on the limitless train. We got great things happening, and it's a lot more fun to get on that train when you have a lot of people with you. So, you know, we got a great opportunity coming up. I know, you know, we're saying, hey, it's December, and the event's in February 9th to 11th. But, you know, before you can blink, guys, the holidays will be over, and then we'll be full steam ahead. And I have a lot of people that tell me, hey, you know, I'm really busy right now, and that's great. And I say, hey, that's fine. I only want to talk to you for 2 seconds, because the second the holidays are over, I have got to talk to you about what we've got going on here and how excited we are. And people go, no problem. So, you know, you make the note, and before you know it, you got a page of notes and people you can talk to. You know, so I contact people even now. It doesn't bother me that the holidays are here. And I start off by saying I know the holidays are here. So, Sandy, thank you so much for reminding us of all these great points. You know, a lot of them are just common sense points, but we so often forget them when we're taking steps to invite people to the business. So thank you very much. So Malin, with that great training, let's move into the webinar portion.
All right, I'll go get ready.
Okay. And as always, guys, if you're on our texting service, you receive the text telling you exactly what you should do to get on our webinar. But just as a reminder for those that may not, you go to www.joinwebinar.com, and it'll ask you to put in a webinar ID number. That webinar ID number is 116-209-227, 116-209-227, and you also have your it'll ask you for an email address, so you just put your email address in there, and you are good to go. And but, you know, there are so many things we can be doing during the holidays. I know Malin has a family white elephant party every year where her whole family comes, and they give these strange gifts. I never had this strange tradition in my family, so I had to get accustomed to it. But it was hilarious. And, you know, everybody's always asking us about the business, the products. It happens all the time. Opportunities come up when you least expect it. So, anyway, that was fun last night, Malin.
I'm glad you liked it. I do kind of get a wacky family, and especially during the holidays, our altar people come out. And so, and I'm getting thank you to my good stalwart distributors who hit me and say, I can see and hear you. Thank you so much. That means we can get rolling onto our webinar. It's another year. I cannot believe it. You know, when December 1st hits, you know, I was up late on month-end close, And when the clock struck 12 and I realized it was December 1st, I had this, it was an odd take your breath away, exhilarating. It was all those emotions all at once because it just seems like time has flown by so quickly. And so here we are, yet another year.
And, Malin, one other thing I want to make sure is that next Saturday there will not be a call, like this. Instead, we'll be doing the broadcast from our home.
That's correct. We are going to broadcast next Saturday, same time, but we're going to do a live broadcast, and we'll be sending out all the information on how to get into that broadcast. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I just didn't want to forget. I apologize.
That's no problem, no problem. Well, happy holidays, everybody. We're in the thick of it. And, we live on the 26th floor. Many of you have been to our penthouse. And so we have to take an elevator to go. And it's an opportunity, captive audience. They can't go anywhere. So Sandy's got it right, you know. And it's crazy to see all the things that the harried lives that people start to feel, and yet they love it. It's a love-hate. It's crazy. But I loved all the points that Sandy talked about on what a great opportunity. And, you know, really, before you know it, it's going to be next year. And hang on here, my advancing. Here we go, 2017. Can you believe it? 2017 is going to be here before you know it. And if you wait until January 1st to make your resolutions, you're going to be in trouble because you won't get them started until mid-year. In fact, when we were speaking with Ken and Sandy yesterday, he reiterated that, you know, most people, diet season doesn't really start until about February 12th, and that's because they make a resolution, but it takes about 6 weeks for it to kick in. So really, guys, today is the day to start making your plan for the new year. And I think Sandy doesn't realize she's not on mute.
Hey, Sandy, we just want to make a note that we can hear you in the background there. So,
okay,
you
I know, I'm muted now. Thank you. Sorry.
Oh, okay, thanks, son. So I've been talking to a lot of our distributor leaders, and they are making their plans, as good leaders do. They lead the way instead of just say the way. And they are making their plans on how they're going to make 2017 a different and better year. It's you even better. And they are all making their plans to make those efforts that they put into their business one that brings them leverage. And, you know, everything you do, this business is all about, you know, Limitless is all about providing someone a business opportunity with very low or no downside risk. And the best way that you can get a return on your efforts is to make sure those efforts bring you leverage on your efforts, a leverage of your return. And that is all about building a team of leaders and distributors who are building with you. You can go out and get customers, and guys, with our products, customers are so easy and fun to get because our products work. They do all the heavy lifting for you. And that's great, and that will build you a business. But if you really want to leverage your efforts, then you want to make sure you're always talking about the opportunity first, because if you bring on a customer, that customer can be with you for life. If you bring on a distributor, they'll be a customer for life, but they'll bring you more customers and more distributors who will bring more customers and more distributors who will bring more customers and more distributors. And so you want to leverage your efforts and not be afraid to share this great opportunity with other people. So we have a limitless experience that we've all been building toward. We announced it last spring, and that is our trip to Cancun sometime next year. It's our next Limitless Experience trip. And we announced this in May. The qualification period was announced of May through December. And we announced this last month that we're extending that deadline to give everybody more time to qualify for this next experience. And we're extending it now until January 31st, 2017. So don't stop. In fact, next Saturday, Steve talked about how we're going to do a live broadcast. We're also going to be announcing the benchmark rewards for those of you who may not make all the points to go to the trip, but you kept running. And we're going to have some benchmark rewards. Our last trip was to Quebec City, and we had a lot of people who ran at that. They didn't get the trip, but they earned those benchmark rewards. And that's a lot of fun to get that reward for still keeping and moving on. So pull out your stops and let's go run at these points for our Viva Cancun. Now, there's three ways that you can earn points. And the first way to earn points is what we call team building activities. Now, I want to make a clarification on this because some people were under the impression that if you don't sponsor someone with a kit, which we highly, 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 highly recommend. In fact, Liz is like a dog on a bone. If you don't sponsor someone the right way, she's almost going to make you go back in time and re-sponsor because it's so imperative that you have a good duplication model. And we've designed these kits. They're optional, but we have designed our optional value-added enrollment packs to meet all the needs that a new person has to have in order to get to know the products, have enough sampling, and maximize themselves in the compensation plan. And so you want to try and enroll them with those packs. But we have some people who say, well, what if they just don't? What if they go onto my website and sign up and they buy product and they start signing up customers? That's great because all of the volume between a distributor and their personally enrolled customers is called PSV, personal sales volume. And that total amount of PSV in a new distributor's enrollment month is what will earn the sponsor some points. So if I were to sponsor Steve and he were to be a little wacky and just go on my website and sign up and start signing up customers and didn't take advantage of one of the packs, if he did accumulation between customers and himself of 350 in volume, then I would get 1 point. If that first enrollment month he did 950 or more, then I would get 2 points. 1,500 or more, or a master pack. Now remember, even though a master pack has a total of 1,500 PSV, it is split into 2 months. And so a master pack will still get you 3 points, and yet you'll still get 350 in volume the next month. So again, that master pack is loaded with so much value for both the sponsor as well as the distributor purchasing the pack. I just wanted to make that point. Now, obviously, the PSV exactly matches the benefits of those enrollment packs, but you want to make sure that you understand it's all about getting distributors who are going to leverage you with customers. Now, when we announced this experience in May, we kicked it off with double points. In July, we had another double points. But guess what, guys? The month of December, you will receive double points for all of your team building activities. So take advantage of that. This is a great time. It's a great time of year. And believe it or not, some of our Decembers in Limitless have been our best Decembers ever, especially when it comes to sponsoring. And you may think, well, wow, why, how could people do that? They're spending all their money on the holidays. Believe it or not, it's some of the best times as they need to plan for the following year. If you'll just introduce them and paint the broad picture, you'll be surprised how many people will take advantage. Don't let what you think is reality get in the way of your reality that you can create. All right, so there's your December doubler. Make sure you take advantage of that all month because you can earn towards the Cancun trip or those benchmark rewards. All right, another way that you can earn points is through customer acquisition and maintenance. And we've had a lot of people who have earned a lot of qualifying points. In fact, I do want to take a minute right now and do a shout-out because I believe Maureen Shevlin and Enric Durkas have already earned the trip. And so we want to make a big congratulations to those two. I believe those are the two, and I'm going off of my memory. So if I have made a faux pas, please forgive me if I've left someone out or told someone they're going on the trip and they haven't earned it yet. Maureen, I know, is our first one, and I believe Enric has made it. We want to congratulate them because Maureen made it months ago. And she's one of our top customer acquisition experts, and she's a great recruiter. And so as a result of that, she has already earned the trip. And one of the ways that you can do that is to bring on customers and maintain those customers, and you can earn points each and every month. So keep doing that. There's rules that you have to follow. All right, and then this trip, we added a new way to earn points. Don't forget this, guys. Getting on the ladder. You've got December and January that you can get on the ladder and you can earn points. And if you get on a ladder, you'll earn 1 point. If you grow that 20% and get on it a second month, we're going to increase the number of points you'll earn that next month. And so take advantage of getting on the ladder. And the how you get on that next rung on the ladder is to help others get on the ladder on a rung below you. And if you have missed your opportunity, get on the ladder because it is time sensitive. Don't be disappointed. Don't say, oh, I don't want to go do this anymore. Don't quit. Don't give up. Realize that you can still explode your business by helping other people get on the ladder. It's, if you pay it forward with other people, it will come back to you. And the leader ladder from that 25,000 mark on doesn't have any time rules on it at this point in time. And so go, actually, I think it is. It's a 2-year period. But go run. Run as fast as you can and get on these ladder. And here's another cool thing, guys. We are going to double your ladder points in December. So who isn't going to go run at that next rung on the ladder? Go get people to run on the ladder that are in your downline. If you get enough people, you're going to elevate to a ladder rung, and you're going to double those points. Man, how would you like to get to that 10,000 rung on the ladder and double your points? That's like 6 points. That's as good as sponsoring 2 people on a master pack. So this is really an awesome way to get points towards the benchmarks and the trip. Now, of course, you have to earn 60 total points to get those 2 round-trip coach airfares and hotel accommodations. And 70 points will get you the limitless branded luggage. And I know for sure Maureen has. I don't know who else has earned those, but it's going to be really awesome to earn it. Now, we have a tracker. It's kind of like homework, and we apologize for this, but we want you to write down your success. Steve and I have learned throughout our career, in fact, throughout our lifetime, that if you don't make a plan, if you don't track your results, you don't know where you are. And if you don't know where you are, how do you know where you're going to go and what you've got to do to get there? So it's really important that you fill out the tracker. And it's actually easier than it may look. And I believe, in fact, I know you can make it happen because Maureen was like, I don't like this. I'm out. I like to go talk to people. I like to be out. I like to be doing. And making me get fenced in and do a tracker is not my favorite thing to do. And
she's like me, details.
Exactly. She's the same. Steve's the same way. But
Maureen, I love you, but I...
But by the same token, she certainly did it, and she is our first to get there. So submit your tracker each month, and if you submit it, you have to submit it to earn your points because we're not going to do it for you. You have to submit it to earn your points. So if you didn't submit, you didn't earn the points. But you want to do that. And we have a video in the back office that's done by Distributor Services Manager Akeisha Jones. We all love and adore her. And she did this great video on how to earn your points and how to fill out your tracker. And if you turn in your tracker by the 5th of each month, you get a point for doing that. So we're trying to reward you every possible way that we can to get those points toward going on the trip. Now, we announced some specials. Today only, if you'll submit your tracker by midnight for November, you'll receive yet another extra point. So if you turn it in by the 5th, then you'll earn 2 points, right? Today's the 3rd, so if you turn it in by Monday midnight, you'll earn 1 point. But if you back it up and turn it in by today midnight, you'll earn 2 points instead. So turn those trackers in by midnight today, and we are also doing an open enrollment, if you will, and you can turn in all of your past trackers, get them turned in by midnight tonight, and you can get credit for all of your past points. So guys, I know it's busy time, it's shopping time, but stop for a moment, go into the back office, print off some trackers, and go through that little video and get things turned in. It won't take you that much time, I promise, and you can go back and get all your points, and you'll get an extra point today for getting that your November 1 turned in. Okay, at the end of the day, procrastination is the thief of dreams. You know, I love this. When I was a child and I would procrastinate, my dad had a little poem, and I love my dad, and after having had our family party last night, you kind of miss your parents when they're gone and you feel like you're a little orphan. So I get tender when I talk about my dad. But he used to say, procrastination is my sin. It brings me so much sorrow. I really must stop doing it. In fact, I'll start tomorrow. And he used to say that to me all the time. And then he'd give me a big squeeze and a love and his cute little grin and smile and little chuckle that he always had. And so I love him that he always would help me try and point out that, you know, we all procrastinate. It's human nature to, even if it's better to take action, sometimes we stick with the icky, uncomfortable, familiar ways that we are. Get out of
say that one more time, Lynn.
Procrastination is my sin. It brings me so much sorrow. I really must stop doing it. In fact, I'll start tomorrow. Anyway, so don't procrastinate, guys. Take advantage of this holiday season. Take advantage of Sandy's tips and tricks to really get into the holiday season and grow your business. Make your plan now. Execute on your plan. Keep it on the forefront of your mind. Keep plant it into your subconscious mind so that your subconscious is driving you into the habits that will build your business for 2017. It's going to be a great year. We couldn't be in a better position to absolutely launch and leverage your business. Limitless. It's scientifically proven, guys. We live in a limitless universe. So why limit yourselves? Let's make a plan. Let's go do it. Thanks, Steve.
Wow, that, I know you're still trying to recover there, Melinda, as you think about your dad. And he was a wonderful, wonderful person, your mom too. And, you know, all these things, you know, we think about, especially as we get into the holidays, and why are we here, and what are we doing in this life, and all these important things. And we just hope that all you guys are having a fun time out there with Limitless as a company. We try to make the company fun. I always say to Melinda, if it's not fun, why do you do it, you know, type of thing. So it's got to be fun for you, and it's got to be something you feel like, hey, I feel so good about this, I don't mind sharing it. So I appreciate the webinar this morning. Sandy, thanks for your training this morning. And we hope to see you guys, not on this call next Saturday. Well, I guess you could get on the call to listen. I don't know. But, you know, there'll be a broadcast next Saturday that we'll do live from our home here in Salt Lake City. And we'll look forward to that. That means I actually have to shower for that broadcast next Saturday. And so with that...
No bunny slippers.
That's right. No bunny slippers, not anything. You know, Paul Israelson sent me a text with a picture of him on his bike this morning, but it wasn't outdoors, it was indoors. And, you know, because it's cold. And so, you know, it's what we do while we listen to the call or while we try to, you know, improve ourselves. So thanks, all you guys. We love you. And we hope you have a good holiday season. We hope that it helps you build your limitless business, especially towards the clients. So with that, let's take it off mute, Melinda, and hear where everyone's calling in from. Have a great week, guys.
You there?